Testing 1 2 3, testing 1 2 3, testing 1 2 3. Well, yeah, because that's what usually we're usually on there. And today
I have been in charge since 1976 when Lori Master made me join it. And later on I became chairman, so I was in constant touch with abroad. We used to go every year to Switzerland, my wife being Swiss, but the war interfered. In 1947, we went again to Switzerland, and suddenly, did you ever read The Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann?
No.
To Otto. It's a good book.
Right.
And there is, there is the city of Davos, famous for its sun. S-U-N, and it is a place where people who have TB run to. And there is a kosher hospital called Etania, Aeson Strength, Etania, which they have many patients to deal with. We were for the summer in Arosa. There used to be a fine kosher hotel. It's no more. I think they've only apartments there, any of it. I hear suddenly that in Davos are 45 survivors from Hitler's hell. We arrived there on Monday and I said to my wife, I'm going tomorrow to Davos. She said, are you not that tired from New York? I said, my conscience troubles me. I came there and I found 40, 45 people, beautiful colors, the sun. And the doctor said to me, Rabbi, don't be fooled. Their lungs are no good. Well, I come there and they say to me, would you make a siyum and b'chaurot for us? I said, I'd be glad to. And then I said, opposite them, and suddenly I felt like a criminal. I had been living in comfort in New York, and they had gone through Gehinnom. So I said, oh yes, and the doctor did a foolish thing to introduce me, Professor Young, Dr. Young. Dr. Young said, it's not true, I'm Brother Young. Tell me what I can do for you. The head of the group was Chaim Rafael Horowitz. I tell you deliberately the name. He said, well, during the 5 years in Buchenwalde and another time, it was forbidden by penalty of death to have a Hebrew book. To be caught at a minyan. As a matter of fact, one horse had extraordinary courage. He tied a chill shroud on his body. Could you send us Tanakh, Mishnayot, perhaps some Gemara? I said, I don't promise anything. I'm going back this afternoon to Arosa. I am cabling my secretary to go downtown and send you this book. All right. Next morning, we are at breakfast, and in Switzerland, just like New York, if you mail something at 4 o'clock, next morning, in next place. Here I got the other day a letter after 13 days. So I get the letter, and I begin to read it. My wife sits where he sits, opposite me. Suddenly she says, what's the matter with you? You're white in your face. I said, all right, I'll read it to you. Chaim Rafael Horowitz writes, it was a wonderful meeting you at that time of the young rabbi, relatively young rabbi, telling us he's not a professor, not a doctor, not a rabbi, but our brother. It's wonderful that you promised us a book and that you say you're caping for it. But I ought to tell you something. During the 5 years when we suffered incredible physical and emotional torture, none of us ever opened his mouth against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But our hearts were very bitter. Therefore, we don't deserve those sacred books. Please send us Musa's Forum that we may find our way back to our Avinu Shebashamayim. Then my wife changed her face. We were there for 3 weeks. I said, if you don't mind, my dear, I'm going back once more. I want to say goodbye to them. I went back, and they were not in. I ran after in the direction they told me, and I caught up with them. I shook hands with every one of them, until I came to one man with his hands in his pocket. I wouldn't offer them. So I said to my neighbor, did I Chas v'Cholila say something to hurt him? He said, oh, no, no. He can't move his hand anymore. His sickness. And Chaim Raphael Horowitz treats him as a nurse treats a four-week-old baby, cleans him, washes him, and feeds him. Then I said to myself, Mika Ampa Yisrael Goy Echad Tohor. I'm so proud when I think of it. I've seen misery, I've seen scoundrels. But when I think of how these men reacted, all had been through hell, all had been through tortures, all might have been hopeless, egotist. And that's how they react. Is it worthwhile knowing?
Yeah, it's worthwhile remembering. Yeah, you still have some time.
Pardon?
You still have some time.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, now let's start.
Yeah.
No, I have no time. Did you see or have I time?
Yeah, you have
I have
time.
5 minutes.
Well, how much do you, what time is it? No, you got 10 minutes. Ten minutes.
I don't think you are right.
Yeah, we started early. We started early.
All right.
We were here before.
No, we do.
Yeah.
Tehillim.
Yeah. May I borrow?
Wait a moment. That may be Tehillim.
Yeah.
I got it. No. No, all right.
Yes.
You have your
yes,
question?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Kuf Yud Dalet.
Just a moment.
Kuf Yud Dalet.
Pardon?
Kuf Yud Dalet. Kuf Yud Dalet.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Is it cold in this room?
A little bit. The window's open.
I feel cold. I like fresh air. That's why it's cold. Just a moment. I have my eyes. Oh, yes, here.
But maybe you would like to use the bigger print?
No, that's all right. I don't mind. I'm familiar with the text. I read it before.
Yeah.
Oh, you tell it. Oh, yes. You remember, they did terrible things, our people, when they said, Lomot is on where it is crying. The Harno is a Dover Shanaukar. Isn't that terrible? It isn't. They were slaves. They didn't have a chance of culture or religion. The only thing the Gemara mentioned was Shinu Ashimom. They kept the name after grandfather gave it to the grandchildren. So if they had nothing but food and sleep, if they didn't get it, they were desperate. So they said, well, in Egypt we had at least water, we had at least food, so let us not condemn them. We deplore it that they showed a lack of faith, that immediately they didn't find food, they rebelled against God. As a matter of fact, I hate to tell you a story, but I must tell you that. In 1933, I went to my first trip to Israel. And there was a hamburger spice find, do you know about that? That published a list of all kosher hotels all over the world. We came to Naples, and 500 young men from Germany who went to Israel came aboard ship. And one of them said to me, the restaurant Bloom in Cairo, not so kosher. I said, what are you talking about? I have the last issue of the Spicified, he said, well, there's something wrong about the meat we have here. I said, all right, we'll see. I come to Cairo, we come to Bloom, and it troubled me a little bit. Suddenly I had an idea. I said to Mr. Bloom, are there not friends of mine who appreciate your restaurant? He said, yes. And what do you think I found there? An inscription by a friend of mine from Frankfurt. So Harnu es Hadogo Ashenaucha Bemitzrayim, Dogo underline. Wasn't that nice? All right, now come along. But Casey told me Mitzrayim, when Israel went out of Egypt, Beis Yaakov, me Amlawes, that some people make a distinction between Yisrael and Beis Yaakov, but I don't think it's necessary to impose upon it. Here he is grateful for going out of Egypt. How important that is, you said this morning, Leman Tizkeru, yes? The Ten Commandments started, I shall teach you as Kemal Sinsai. Why so much? Because it's the foundation of our life. Through that we could go to Mount Sinai over trouble and become an Am Kodosh. What does Kodosh mean? If you look up in Rashi, you find Porush, separated from all evil. Are we the chosen nation? Are we Am Segula? What do you think? No. Not if you look at the Chumash. It says, Im Shomawa Tishmeu Bekauli, Ushomartem Es Berisi. Only if you listen to God's voice and observe His covenant, then will you be unto me, Am Segula. It means every generation must earn the Am Segula quality. Yes? And what is the result of Am Segula? You be a Mamleches Kohanim. The priests were teaching the people. Israel is to teach mankind. How? Through being an Am Kodosh, Porush, from every evil, from every ugliness, from every cruelty. Did I ever tell you what the word Achzar means? What does Achzar mean?
Cruel,
yes?
No.
It means how strange. For us Jews, cruelty, barbarism, Nazism is something foreign. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right. Beis Yaakov was freed me. I'm Laweis. I told you before, Laweis in Hebrew means not only foreign. If you look into Rashi, it says so-and-so Bela'at, you remember?
Yeah.
It means also barbarous, cruelty, cruel. Hoysa Yehuda Lekotcha, that's how Judah became his holy people, and Yisrael his dominion, God's dominion. How did this come about? Hayom Ro'o Vayono. What is that? Reference to?
Yamsu.
Yes, to the miracle of the Red Sea, yes? Hayaden Yisrael Ocha, the whole thing was upset. Ehorim rok to Ke'elim Kavoas Kivnitom, which in the Psalms means God's power shown in the thunderstorm. Yes? Why that tremendous miracle? Malecho Yom Kitol, Sayyadin Tishabrok. Why Ehorim take to Ke'elim Kavoas Kivnitom? It's a recognition of the only power in the world. Lifnei Odom, Fuli Oret. God is the only power, and in the thunderstorm he shows you his strength. Even beyond the thunderstorm he's the only power Jews believe in.
What is Kuli? What is Kuli? Kuli Oret. Kuli Oret.
Very. Be frightened, tremble. Tremble. Why? And not referring now to poetry. Ahavti Hatsura Gamoyim. Where was that? You remember Ephidim, when they had no water to drink, and the other place where Moshe Rabbeinu committed the great sin? What was the great sin? Hashem Yisborach said, with the Barto El HaSela and Vayachar HaSela. And therefore they were denied the opportunity, Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu, to go to Israel. Yes? With Neged Tirei Teoret to Shomo. I like to tell you more, but the time is right.
Okay, thank you.
I believe later in Yisrael, when I come back
here,
we'll try it again. I come back in Sunday night.